Welcome to Sportsmen of Colorado, Colorado's premier outdoor radio show, heard every Saturday afternoon on KLZ 560, with insights on hunting, fishing, archery, guns, and ammo from Colorado's top outfitters, featuring the industry's leading experts on how to enhance your experience in the great outdoors. Now, here's your host, Scott Whatley.
Good afternoon and welcome to Sportsmen of Colorado. Thank you for staying with us after Drive Radio. And our lines are open. We want to hear some turkey stories. If you got your spring turkey, we would love to hear it. If you missed and you want to be honest, you can tell us that too. Aaron,
you missed.
Got any stories there?
We had one shot. We walked in and these guys were like a little ways away from us. And you're sitting there relaxing. It's nice and quiet. And hear a turkey calling, and all of a sudden somebody shoots a turkey, and it's like right next to you. You're like, whoa, too close.
Wow. And that voice you hear is Aaron from Phoenix Weaponry. Stayed over again from Drive Radio. Aaron was due to be with us and got to sneak in on into John's show there for a little bit and as a sponsor there as well. And then Alan Stack is with us from Stack Optical. How are you, sir?
Good. How you doing, Scott?
We're doing great. Again, our lines are open. We would love to hear your story for hunting, anything that you've got going on. The next few weeks, we're going to be talking about muzzle loading, archery, a lot of different things. Phoenix Weaponry, again, is our guest today, along with Alan Stack. We're also going to have Austin Parr with us from Discount Fishing Tackle a little bit later in the show. And then our good friend Kevin Flesh and partner on the show should be calling in this hour. I know he's going to be out on Cherry Creek fishing a little bit this morning and then heading to Wyoming. So we'll try to fit all that in today. A couple of dates real quick before we get started with the show. June 1st. Our draw results should be posted by this date for your big game license application. So June 1st and then June 17th, those licenses should be in the mail. July 5th, the leftover draw application deadline. And then on July 26th, the over-the-counter with the over-the-cap, over-the-counter with caps licenses are on sale. And then August 2nd, your leftover licenses on sale in person and by phone. And then midnight August 3rd, the leftover licenses on sale online. So make sure you remember that. And, of course, you can go to several of our stores and Outdoorsman Attic. They sell licenses there, a great place to go, and also buy something there. So, again, our lines are open, 303-477-5600. Let's go to the phones real quick before we get started and talk to Wally. Wally, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, man. How are you, bud?
Well, I'm okay, but I want to pick your brain, get your feelings about something. When I went to put in my tags, I was a little shocked to see that Division of Wildlife instituted this year a $15 refund check policy.
Yes.
On top of the fees that they already keep out of your tag fee.
And you also have to turn in your tag 30 days before the season in order to get a refund. And that
right.
is new.
Well, I'm glad you said that because I didn't read that. But
okay.
Why are they doing – I mean, I realize that they don't get any tax dollars, but to just put that in without any prior warning about it, the other thing that really irritates me is that if you want a preference point, why not just charge what they want for a preference point? If it's the $4, you know, whatever it is just to get the preference point, why make you put in all the money and then have to refund it back?
No, I get it. And, I mean, I'm telling you, Matt Robbins is our kind of connection there. Matt comes on the show all the time, and whenever calls like this come in, I make a little list of things to talk to him about. And now next week, again, as John mentioned on his show, they're going to be redoing our studios, so we're going to pre-tape a show for next Saturday, but the following Saturday of that, I'm going to try to get Matt on and ask some of these questions, and not that, you know, he's in charge of by any means of making those decisions on it. I would just like to kind of understand why a little bit, like you.
Well, you know, just to go back not too many years ago, you didn't have to buy your what's that? It's the $5 thing, and you got to buy two of them now.
Oh, the habitat stamp?
Habitat stamp.
Right.
Used to not have to buy a habitat stamp unless you drew a tag.
Right.
I mean, you had to draw the tag first, and they would, and then in order to get the tag, you had to pay for the stamp.
Mm-hmm.
Now you have to buy up to two stamps. You know, if you're only putting in for one tag, it's just one stamp. But if you're putting in for more than two tags, then it's a limit of two. But you have to pay for that even before you draw. If you're putting in a preference point, you have to pay for that. So you get, you know, if you're not hunting, if you're only doing a preference point, you're not getting anything for that habitat stamp other than you're giving them money to run Division of Wildlife. Plus they have their search and rescue and the $3 and whatever it is application fee. And now they're charging $15 per refund.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're like my son that lives out of state and is putting in preference points, they want the entire $500 to put in for a preference point, and then they're going to send it back to you.
No, you're right. And then, like I said, the big thing, and this is right on page one under 2016 What's New, it says beginning April 1st, 2016, all licenses must be returned to CPW or postmarked at least 30 days prior to the start of the season for which they are valid in order to be eligible for a refund or preference point reinstatement. And a $15 processing fee, as you're talking about, will be charged on all refunds except for youth licenses or in the case of CPW error.
Yeah, so, we know they don't make those.
Yeah. Absolutely. But I promise you, and like I say, I'll ask the question and see what kind of answer we get, but I will ask the question when we get Colorado Parks and Wildlife on with us. I promise you that.
Okay. And then one other question I've got in regards to things, and me
sure.
and you have talked about this before. Muzzle-loading guys are out during the same time that archery is.
Right.
We have to wear orange. They don't.
Right.
We can literally be 50 yards apart standing behind trees, and I'm in orange, he's not. Why don't they just, you know, like in other states, suspend the archery season for that 9 days that muzzle-loading is going on, or give us a longer period of time for muzzle-loading than what they do?
No, you're right, and I do muzzle-loading quite a bit too. And, you know, I don't know if you caught the show. It's probably been a month or two ago we were talking about, but an accident happened, and just in this case where a muzzle-loader was in his blind. He was bugling. This kid and his dad, they were archery hunters, and they were in camo, not wearing orange like you're talking about. And the gentleman, just to shorten the story here, thought he saw an elk where the kid and the dad were. He saw the bushes move, thought he saw the outline of an elk shoulder. And in his words, and I saw the reports, the attorney I was working with on this, he kind of drew down on the bush where he thought that shoulder would be, pulled the trigger, and he shot that kid in the chest with a 50 caliber muzzleloader and killed him. And
I hadn't heard the particulars, but I had heard that a kid had gotten killed.
And he, a few weeks ago, the attorney sent me back the deal because they had me come over and answer some questions about it, just what I thought about it. And the gentleman got 5 years in prison, you know, for shooting a kid. And so, certainly no winners.
Well, and clearly there are rules that you have to make sure of your target before
absolutely.
You pull that trigger.
Right, right.
But it's still, I still don't understand why we're out there at the exact same time and one has to be in orange and the other one doesn't.
No, and I mean,
it just makes
no sense. It doesn't
no
make sense.
It should be completely separate. I bow hunt because I got tired of, you know, dealing with all the rifle, you know, shots heading different directions. So I started bow hunting, so it was a little more close and personal. But yeah, they should be completely separate. It's two totally different, you know, hunting situations. So they shouldn't even be close
together.
Well, you
know, you go to different states and they just schedule them at different times.
Yeah, makes
sure.
sense.
And I understand why they do muzzle loading when they do it here. But I'm, you know, either give the archery guys another week in early September, past Memorial or past Labor Day, but suspend the archery during that season so they're not out there at the same time.
They should be completely separate.
And yeah, I think they should do more. Since muzzleloading is considered a primitive hunt, I don't understand why they don't offer more either sex tags.
No, I agree with you. I agree with you. And,
you know because,
again, if
because
I was,
quite frankly, go ahead, I'm sorry.
If I was going to be hunting on public land, and maybe even on private with friends I knew, if I was going to be hunting on public land and the code is and the rule is you have to dress for the tag you are holding, so to speak. So Dude, I'd be in so much orange. There's no way it means that much to me, you know, not having that. No way.
I understand.
They also blend the turkey. I think it's right now archery and shotgun. So you'll see both out there in the field, at least with the shotgun. The distances are a little less, but, yeah, they're still blended too. So it's kind of
mixed up. And I understand in regards to archery, you know, that you're normally going to be within that 30 to 40-yard range. There are some guys that are real confident and will go longer. I've now seen advertisements for a sight that you can buy for your bow that they guarantee you one shot at 100 yards. And what I don't understand is that archery and muzzleloaders are both considered primitive hunts. They have not done one thing to allow any changes in muzzleloader other than inlines. You still can't use scopes. You can't use pelletized powder. You can't use sabots. But every change in regards to archery, differences in the counterbalance pulleys and the sights and you know, all that different stuff that makes it easier to use a compound bow, They haven't restricted any of that stuff.
Well, you're still not allowed to use scopes on your bows, though, and the red dots and illuminated pins and all that stuff is still not allowed while you're bow hunting. But that's all they've pretty much limited was the optic side of it. They're leaving you with pins, but they can't be illuminated.
And now you can use the lighted nocks.
Lighted nocks, but not the lighted pins, not scopes, not magnification at all on the bows. So they're trying to justify the whole thing by keeping them primitive, as in, I think, with basically just neither party having any magnification is what they're doing. But the two hunts should be completely separate.
And has there been any talk about maybe doing allowing crossbows for maybe 1 week or something?
I think crossbows were in for sorry, Scott.
No, go ahead.
I think crossbows were allowed if you were disabled.
Yeah.
You know,
because dad, when he came here, you know, he was a bricklayer for years and years, and his shoulder just wore out, and he just couldn't pull a bow back anymore, you know, when he hit his upper 70s. And so he had to go to a doctor, get a note, and do it for a crossbow. But like you say, a lot of other states have it, and guys love it, you know.
Yeah, I mean, why not, you know, do a week where they have allow crossbows, like the week before the first rifle season, which is elk only anyhow.
Sure.
Do something like that. Because crossbows are becoming extremely popular, and I would like to see Colorado consider that. Maybe not during the regular archery season, but give a week sometime in between the archery season. I mean, because you got almost a month and a half between the end of archery season. You only got 2 weeks between the end of archery season and the rifle season, but why not give a week in there?
Yep.
For it.
Absolutely.
Well, that's mostly money, I think. It's probably just to keep the out-of-state hunters, you know, let the elk kit settle down for the out-of-state money coming in for rifle.
Yep, absolutely. Well, Wally, if you haven't already, give us a like on our Facebook page, Sportsman of Colorado. I'll post on there, and I'll try to get a hold of you, too, and let you know when they're going to be on, and we'll try to address so many of these. And, of course, you're always welcome to call, bud.
Sounds good.
All right.
Thanks, Scott.
You're listening to Sportsman of Colorado. When we come back, we're going to be talking with Alan Stack with Stack Optical. Talk about magnification. Some of us can't see our sights, Alan. We need your help.
I'm there to help.
All right. When we come back, we're going to be talking with Alan Stack, Stack Optical. Again, if you've got any questions, comments, we'll take these notes and get with CPW. So if you've got any questions or comments, we'll take them. 303-477-5600. We'll be right back.
In a flash from out of nowhere, your whole life can change forever. It happened so quickly, nobody saw it coming. Soon, the medical bills will be arriving.
Will insurance cover your injuries? Does the other driver have assets? Should I sue?
It was his fault, after all. After an accident, you need to call the law offices of Flesh Law. Flesh Law will never settle until you are fully compensated for your injuries.
Call 303-806-8886 for the Flesh Law Firm. 303-806-8886. Online, go to fleshlawfirm.com.
Flesh Law, the trial-tested, trial-ready attorneys.
This is Red Merrill for Phoenix Weaponry. Phoenix Weaponry is a weapon manufacturer that services the firearm enthusiast. From precision ARs to suppressors, Phoenix Weaponry can make your dreams come true. Phoenix Weaponry is a full-service gun shop that offers gunsmithing, coating, and modifications to your own weapon. Phoenix Weaponry, family-owned and operated right here in Colorado. If you can dream it, Phoenix Weaponry can build it. Call today, 720-340-2496. Again, that's 720-340-2496. Or visit their website, phoenixweaponry.com. Mention Sportsman of Colorado and receive 10% off your custom-built weapon.
It's truck month again at Lynn Lyle Chevrolet. We're the number one truck dealer in Colorado. Hi, I'm Dan Johnson. We're overstocked with trucks and giving discounts and rebates up to $10,000 off Silverados. Hurry, these offers won't last. LynnLyleChevrolet.com. Chevy, find new roads.
John Rush during the afternoon rush, weekdays from 3 to 6 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Sports from Colorado. My name is Scott Watley. My partner, Red Merrill, is down in Texas. And went to a horse show down there. Kevin Flesh, our good friend, was doing some fishing this morning in Cherry Creek, then headed to Wyoming. Kevin was going to call in a little bit and tell us about his fishing if he gets a chance. But in studio, Alan Stack, Stack Optical. Aaron's with us again from Phoenix Weaponry. And then a little bit later in the show, Austin Parr from Discount Fishing Tackle is going to call in and give us a little fishing report. Alan, let's talk about what's good with this Stack Sport Pack. I'm looking for my glasses or on my head. I always lose them there.
But, the big thing about those is just the versatility of that frame. You know, I make all types of different types of lenses, depending on if it's scope or iron sights. I've come up with a couple different ideas for iron sights where I'll take an upside-down bifocal, put it on your dominant eye, and that allows you to bring in that front sight. And the bottom part is your distance.
Okay.
So you go ahead and acquire your target, drop your head right onto the front sight, pull the trigger. And I've had a lot of comments on these. They've come back and said, Alan, I'm 70 years old. I've just really given up pistol shooting. All of a sudden, boy, my groups are tightening up, and I'm doing so much better. It really makes a big difference.
Right. So now people that, like myself, that just like 1.5, 2.0, is there anything that could be helpful with an optical correction when you're just that little bit for reading that you need? I mean, will that help with some of the iron sight shooting with a pistol?
Well, yeah, but it can't be mounted in the bottom. It's not going to do you any good.
Yeah.
That puts you in a really awkward situation in your stance.
Gotcha.
It's the whole reason I put it in the top, so you don't have to change your stance in order to pull the trigger. And then, now I have done a couple of those where I put one upside down and the other one down on the bottom. Because, you know, let's say he's using these for different things. You know, the neat thing about this frame, it's adjustable. So let's say you're going to be using a scope and iron sights. Well, what's neat about this, you can pinch in that bridge a little bit,
right,
get that bifocal out of the way. And, of course, with scope, you don't want anything. You just want your distance prescription in there, and it's got to be clear. I've had a lot of people complain that, you know, with the progressive lens, boy, just that scope, the mirrors are all wiggly. Well, progressives are terrible. They're terrible for hunting. So I make them with single vision, with a regular strap top, straight top bifocal,
right,
whether it's on the top or the bottom. You put it really low at the bottom, and that's for so you can see your marks on your scopes and so forth, you know, see your dials.
And, Aaron, you probably see a lot of this. I mean, you do a lot of shoots and around a lot of gun ranges. I mean, do you see guys over there and you're like, dude, what are you doing? They got like three or four pair of glasses on trying to see through different things and have the sun protected, be able to see their sight, and they were just wearing weird things when they could just do something simple like this.
Yeah, it's a very important to be able to see your target. So, you know, you got to do whatever you need to do to get that done. So these glasses, I think I've seen a couple of our customers come in with them now, and, you know, the bifocal on top, and, you know, they're very effective. So it's definitely a huge help.
Now, different tints are available. I love the one that I keep in mind probably 90% of the time is this more of an, what would you put in there?
That's more of an orange.
Yeah.
You know, everybody perceives color differently.
Right.
I that wouldn't work for me.
Right.
But you
so now really, what, yeah. if somebody said, hey, look, if I want to get three tints, what three would you normally recommend? Or is it just really so different?
It depends on what you do. I mean, there some people with their lifestyle, three tents would work.
Okay.
You know, I would do, I like the one that changes. So I'll make mine with a base yellow tent. And then when I go, so I can use that for indoor ranges. And then when I go outside, it starts to go to a deep brown. Now for hunting, you want to stay away from grays because all his gray is going to do is darken the shadows.
Okay.
And in order to pick up those animals and so forth, brown is the best. Brown's what gives you that, quote, high definition because it blocks out blue light. Blue light doesn't focus.
So I don't have a brown.
No. Well, yeah, but that orange is doing very similar because it blocks out the blue light. The blue light is what gives us, we lose a lot of our depth because of blue light.
Right.
So if we can filter that, that's what gives us much better clarity.
Actually, we need to get you some gray lenses. That way, when we go shooting pheasants again, I get more of them.
Okay. Right. Yeah. Get Scott those real dark black lenses. Yeah. Again, this is the Stack Sport Pack. And I was just in Dallas showing my dad these. And you know, when he comes up, I'm going to get him over because he really liked them a lot, too. And you know, he's in his early 80s now, and he was talking about just driving at night. The glare of lights and different things. What's best for that?
The best thing is a pair of clear lenses with whatever correction you have. Typically, if he's in his 80s, he's got some type of correction. If he's having some problems at night driving, maybe there's a little residual astigmatism. You know, if we can correct that with clear lenses, put an anti-reflective coating on it, that's the best.
Mm.
You know, I know a lot of folks really like these yellow lenses at night. But I've talked to many MDs about that, and they're saying, no, because you put any color in front of the eye, it's filtering some of the light. And at night, you need as much light as possible. Most people I find, when they're complaining about night driving, bring them in for a have to see our doctor, they'll find maybe a little bit of astigmatism.
Right.
Just a little bit of a correction. And we'll put that in a pair of lenses, put an anti-reflective coating on it, and it changes everything. That really helps with the night driving. So it's really good correction is what makes the difference.
And for our fishing buddies out there, really helps them be able to see fly fishing and things like that to be able to...
Actually, we have a really good lens for that. It's a made by Transition. It's called a drivewear lens. And what that is, and actually I use this lens for almost everything because it has kind of a base green-yellow, and then it goes into a dark brown. And what's nice about that, it changes with the light conditions. So fishermen love it because they, you know, it's polarized, so they can see down in the water. They can see the colors of the fish. And they can wear it right into the late hours of the evening or early hours in the morning because it lightens up and you can still see. So it's a great fishing lens. It's a great golfing lens. It's a great hunting lens.
Right. And we talk a lot of these about hunting glasses, shooting glasses, but really just outdoor activities is what these are for. It's the Stack Sport Pack. You can go by and see Alan at 3865 Cherry Creek North Drive here in Denver. Their number is 303-321-1578, 303-321-1578. And I'm telling you, I would die without mine. I love wearing them all the time, just driving, hunting, whatever the case. I love wearing mine. And again, these lenses snap in and out just in a matter of seconds. And as Alan talked about, they're adjustable frames around the nose area, around the ears. Let's say you're going to be bending over a lot, whatever the case may be, maybe fishing, something like that. You can hook those back behind your ears where they're real tight. You won't lose them. And but just extremely, extremely good quality glasses. And it's the Stack Sport Pack. The only place you can get them is at Stack Optical. Now, it all starts out with a good eye exam. You got to know what you're working with.
Mm-hmm. So if you're going to, you know, if you're interested in something like this and you haven't had an eye exam in the past year, call in and set an appointment to see the doctor and myself. I'm the only one that does the, you know, the shooting glasses. You know, if they're fishing and that kind of stuff, the other gentleman that works for me is an avid fisherman. He'll help you with that. But if it's shooting, I'm the one who's involved in that. So you make an appointment to see us both. Bring in your firearms and bring them in unloaded, please.
Sure.
And
picky.
We'll get you all taken care of.
Yeah. 303-321-1578. Again, you can check out the website, stackoptical.com, 3865 Cherry Creek North Drive. This is right there in the Glendale area in Denver. and you can give Alan a call, tell him you heard him on Sportsman of Colorado, $69 for that eye exam. And this is done by a great doctor. I've gone through two of them now over the last couple of years, just had one a few months ago. And this is a very, very thorough eye exam. It's not just a real quick deal with some kind of technician. This is a good medical eye exam. Because, Alan, we've talked a lot about on our Haystack Help show and here, a lot can be seen through the eye for your overall health.
Exactly. It's not just for that prescription. It's also for the general health of the eye. If the doc can diagnose something early, a lot of times we can do something. You know, if you just wait until all of a sudden you start seeing symptoms, then sometimes it's too late.
Sure.
So that's why that annual eye exam is so important.
And if you've got blurred vision, pain in the eye, those are things you don't want to ignore.
No. Matter of fact, if you start seeing, I had a call the other day and they were traveling and said, Alan, can I see the doc later this afternoon? We should be there in about 6 hours. I'm seeing flashing lights. I said, no, you're going to go straight to the emergency room.
Oh, really?
If you ever start seeing flashing light, that could be a lot of different things.
But most of the time, they're in my rearview mirror. Flashing lights.
but a lot of times, that's a sign of a torn retina, and they have to address that immediately. Otherwise, you lose the sight to the eye. So there are some things like that you need to go straight to the emergency room.
But wow.
We want to catch stuff before that happens.
Sure. Again, boy, your eyesight is very, very precious. Ask those that have maybe did not take care of it. This is something that you really, really want to look into. Again, it's the Stack Sport Pack, and I promise you, again, I love mine, and it's really enhanced my shooting. I love it. A lot of times, as Aaron said, we went out pheasant hunting not too long back, and boy, if bird gets up and kind of in the sun, other guys are kind of flinching away. I'm able to look right up there, take the bird. All
there you
that,
go.
So.
Take all of them.
Gives you
the
bragging rights.
303-477-5600 is our number. Again, if you had some good success spring turkey hunting, we'd like to hear your story. When we come back, we're going to be getting with Phoenix Weaponry. Aaron's with us. Talk a little bit about that. And also Austin Parr is going to join us real quick. He is working today at Discount Fishing and Tackle, but we wanted to check in with Austin and see what's happening on the waters out there. This is Sportsman of Colorado. We'll be right back.
For over 30 years, Academy Roofing has been serving Colorado with great customer service. Let me tell you why I am so happy that I chose Academy Roofing. They were efficient, on time, and their cleanup was perfect after my roof was completed. As an A-plus member with the Better Business Bureau, Academy Roofing brings the knowledge and experience you need in a roofing contractor. Call now, 303-360-0708, or visit academyroofinginc.com. At Academy Roofing, your roof is our reputation. Academy Roofing is an official registered company of HaystackHelp.com.
Are you tired of not having a place to hunt or fish? Or maybe you just don't know where to even start to find your next outdoor adventure? This is Kevin Flesh for Colorado Outdoor Sports. Since 2001, Colorado Outdoor Sports has been providing outdoor opportunities to sportsmen with the benefits that only private land can offer. Colorado Outdoor Sports offers over 40,000 acres of private land. Kids under 16 hunt does and cows for free on club property. Call now, 303-460-0273. That's 303-460-0273. Mention Sportsman of Colorado and receive 50% off the initiation fee. Call now, 303-460-0273, or visit their website. Call now, 303-460-0273, or visit their website, ColoradoOutdoorsports.com.
This is Scott Watley for my friends at Rampart Firearms in Sedalia. This is a great store, family owned and operated. They buy, sell, trade, and consign firearms. You will find a great selection of new and pre-owned handguns, shotguns, and rifles. If you can't find the gun you want, Rampart Firearms will special order your gun at no extra cost. Found a gun on the internet? Rampart Firearms will do one firearm transfer and the background check for only $10 if you mention Sportsman of Colorado. Rampart Firearms, 720-468-0050. That's 720-468-0050. Located at Highway 66. In Santa Fe in Sedalia. Rampart Firearms opens 7 days a week. 720-468-0050.
Wake up with Steve Curtis. Weekday mornings at 6 on KLZ 560.
Well, now listen, people, let me tell you some news. I sing a song called the Crude Oil Blues. We're low on heat.
Welcome back to Sportsman Colorado. 303-477-5600 is our number. Again, got any questions, comments, want to talk about your spring turkey or what you got upcoming here for the fall hunt trip? We'd love to visit with you a few minutes. Real quick before we go to Austin Parr, our good friends at Yes Bay, yesbay.com. This is a great trip that they have given us. It is $26.95, and it is 4-night, 3-day, all-inclusive in Ketchikan, Alaska. And halibut salmon, you can go to the website. There's about 10 other species of fish that you can catch there. But go to yesbay.com for more information. And again, if you want anything for us, you can just email me, scott@sportsmanofcolorado.com, and I'll get you hooked up with them there. But that's a special deal just for our listeners at Yes Bay, and it's 4-night, 3-day, and boy, just a first-class deal. Kevin Flash and I, we're actually be going there the end of July and checking it out. But several real good friends of mine have been there 4 or 5 times, and they said this is a great, great place. And again, that's yesbay.com. Let's go to the phone's real quick. Austin Parr with Discount Fishing. How are you, bud?
Doing great, Scott. How are you?
We're doing good. We're doing good. What's going on at Discount Fishing Tackle? You got any good deals over there today?
Man, it's been a busy day down there today. Everybody's finally seeing a little bit of nice weather, although it's a little chilly today. But, you know, we've been selling all kinds of stuff. Right now we're running a couple of good specials. We have a whole box of 40-cent flies down there right now, and we're also offering some custom skirted bass jigs for $250 apiece.
Wow. Okay. Well, that's a pretty good deal.
Couple good deals down there for sure.
Absolutely. Discount Fishing is located at 2645 South Santa Fe Drive. You can go to their website, fortackle.com. And if you want to catch Austin there, he's there quite a bit, but the number there is 303-698-2550. Now, if you did not get a resource guide from Sportsman of Colorado, you can go to our website, sportsmanofcolorado.com, and on page 15, there's actually some coupons in there for 20% off one in-store item, and that's good all the way through the end of the year. Also, $75 off of a guided walleye fishing trip, and then $200 off of a guided big game hunt. And Mike there, the owner, has some great properties and can get you hooked up there with a guided big game hunt. So you've been out fishing. That's a silly question for you because you're always out fishing. But tell us about your last few trips and how the fishing's going.
Yeah, you know, I'm really starting to target a lot of walleyes around town. With it being here in the middle of May, everything's starting to turn on. You know, I was down at Cherry Creek last night with a father and son and did an evening session and picked up 10 walleyes within the last, you know, 3.5 hours of light. You know, a lot of those fish are starting to push up on the humps. The bait bite's going to be getting going here quickly. However, we're still having our most success pulling planer boards and trolling with flicker shads out there.
Aaron, do you understand all of that terminology?
I like to fish with dynamite.
Oh, I'm telling you, you want to catch some fish, this is the guy to call, and Austin will be glad to take you out on a good guided trip there. So guided walleye and smallmouth bass trips, everything's included. That's $300 for one angler, $400 for two, and $525 for three. And also guided fly fishing trips on private water.
Absolutely.
Everything's included there. And again, that's $300 for one. Basically the same pricing. Discounted half-day trips are available. And then again, they've got the guided big game hunts also available there. So any other reports around our Denver
Absolutely,
metro area?
Yeah. Not necessarily maybe in Denver metro, but, you know, up in the hills, a lot of our ice is coming off on some of the big reservoirs. You know, we're seeing Granby, Williams Fork, Turquoise Lake, all those are opening up, and there is an awesome bite going on with some really good-sized lake trout on the shore. Guys have been having great success throwing big swim baits and swimming them in and along the rocks, big flukes, big tube jigs, and a lot of this action is you're able to do it from the shore. You don't even necessarily need a boat. Those lake trout are pushed up really shallow, and, you know, I've been hearing some good reports of some guys going up and having double-digit days of fish in the 28 to 38-inch class.
Right.
So some really big, nice lake trout. That's been awesome.
You know, unfortunately, quite a few of our rivers are starting to get blown out right now with some high water. But, you know, 11 Mile Canyon, they haven't opened the flows up down there yet. We've been hearing a lot of betas are coming up down there on the fly side of things. Guys have been having good success with streamers. And then, you know, so there's still a few midge hatches coming off and the starting to see some caddis hatches as well. So 11 Mile Canyon has been another awesome option for some guys.
And I know you're working there on the showroom floor, so last question for you.
But, oh, you're fine.
As far as when you see these variants in temperatures like this where, you know, temperature drops 25 degrees in a day. How does that really affect the water temperature and all? Is it too quick? If it's just one day, it cools down?
You know, it's definitely been affecting me quite a bit this year. You know, the walleyes should be already on their bait bite in and around town right now. But the heavy fluctuations with, you know, not only the temperature, but in a lake like Chatfield where you're having the flat come in and, you know, we're cycling 700 cubic feet per second of water through there, you know, every second that water is going through. So there's a ton of cold water pushing through and these barometric pressure shifts where, you know, have these big low pressure systems come in here and change that pressure on the fish, it definitely winds up affecting things. You know, last night before this front came in, we had a pretty good bite going to Cherry Creek, but we'll see what happens tomorrow. I'll be out there guiding again, and we'll see how that winds up affecting things. But, you know, once everything gets a little bit warmer and you start seeing, you know, your typical summertime temperatures, the fish aren't quite as sensitive to that temperature switch as you would see right now in the springtime.
All right. Well, Austin, we sure appreciate it, my friend. We'll get by and see you soon.
Thank you so much for having me, Scott. I certainly do appreciate it.
All right, that's Austin Parr, Discount Fishing. Again, this is a great store. Boy, if you can't find it in there, you don't need it. 2645 South Santa Fe Drive in Denver. Their number is 303-698-2550, 303-698-2550. And you can check out the website, 4tackle.com. And again, go to our website, sportsmanofcolorado.com. Click on the resource guide. Look on page 15 there, and you'll see some great coupons. And then also, look on page 1, Phoenix Weaponry. So, Aaron, let's talk a little bit about custom firearms.
Yep.
All right, what's been happening? You guys been making some cool stuff. Red just picked up his.
Red got some of our first parts off the machines. We stayed real late trying to make some new gas blocks and some new forends and buttstocks of our own designs, so... He got some of the very first pieces off the machine. Unfortunately, kind of delayed part of his build because we were trying to get him the latest and greatest stuff. But, yeah, we got him all fixed up, so he has a nice little PDW.
So now let's talk about that in layman terms, sorry. Please. All right.
What was that, floating shads?
So let's talk about what you made for
him. What we made for Red was a personal defense weapon. So what it is the next step up from your CCW, which is just a little – he went with a AR pistol, so what that does is increase your firepower. Instead of running a Glock or something like that, you have a little extra firepower. So Red got taken care of pretty good, I think, so he should be pretty happy with it. Got him a nice discreet case for it, so it doesn't look like a gun case, and he should be in good shape. Not if he keeps from getting the horses from kicking his butt down there Texas again and
yeah, if we can just ranch. Keep him off those horses, absolutely. You do a lot of shows around, and you guys are mostly now at all the Tanner gun shows, right?
Yeah, pretty much. We do at least one a month. I try not to do more than that. Sometimes there's 2-3 gun shows a month, and it just tears down the shop for too long, and the guys all start to get burned out. So we try to keep to one a month, you know, keep it fresh and keep everybody updated. We got a big demo coming on the 19th through the 21st at the Centennial Gun Club.
Okay.
They carry our weapons down there, so we're actually going to be down there you know, playing. They let us go full auto in their indoor range. We like to shake the windows and, you know, put some smiles on people's faces with a giggle.
Now, when is that?
That's 19th through the 21st.
Okay.
And I think we got a Tanner gun show the 4th and 5th of June. We got a local PE gun show in Longmont at the fairgrounds, I think the 11th and 12th. So June and May are going to be entertaining.
Okay, good deal. 720-340-2496, 720-340-2496. And when you think custom, and you and John kind of addressed this on the End of Drive Radio, but when you think of custom, certainly you can spend what you want.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, we can also buy something decent.
But you can also tweak something a little bit with the way that you guys build them and make it a very, very nice weapon.
We're also starting to make more of our own parts too, so we're outsourcing less pieces or bringing in less pieces from other vendors, which lets us control the costs a lot more too. So we're trying to get people a good value. But instead of building your weapon 2-3 times to get it what you want, we just try to make sure we build it to what you're going to use it for. So kind of like the glasses, you know, it depends on what you're doing, when you're going, and how you're doing it. So right. If you're shooting bowling pins in the the bowling pin shoots at the local indoor range, you don't quite need some of the stuff that we make for 1,000-yard shoots.
Right.
And we have a guy that just got back from the Whittington Center and took our 308 down there and was shooting that white buffalo at, I think it was 1125 or 1126.
Wow. So and that's a 308. Target.
That was our 308 suppressed.
Now, tell me if this is true, because I've heard this, you know, 25, 30 years ago, guys would take a 308 hunting and didn't like them.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they'd see the bullet drop.
Mm-hmm.
How now is it shooting 1,125 yards?
Well, I mean, there's terminal, you know, velocities, and you have actual getting there. You could probably shoot an AR-15 with a 5.56 bullet out to 1,000 yards. Doesn't mean it's going to kill anything.
Right.
You know, so target shooting is different from hunting. Mm-hmm. When you're hunting, you know, 308's good for, I don't know, probably 400 yards at least. You know, I'd probably feel pretty comfortable. Anything past that, I really would rather have something of a Magnum caliber, or, you know, something a little more beefy. And, you know, 300 Win Mag is pretty much king of that.
Sure.
But, you know, it just depends on what you're hunting. If you're hunting prairie dogs, then, well, you know,
right,
doesn't matter. They don't have much, you know, skin on them.
What's the most popular caliber that in the AR platform that you're building?
Right now, it's 5.56 is still pretty hot. Mm-hmm. I mean, everybody's really back off. I think most people kind of got back off the 300 Blackout again. The 6.5 Grendel is kind of flowing in and out, but that's not really a big push. Mostly everybody's wanting 5.56 still. The AR-10s is we're seeing a lot of 6.5 Creedmoors right now. That's pretty hot. And we can even do kind of a variant of that, which is the Remington 260, which has a little better neck that I like on it better. So,
okay. What do you got, 223, Alan?
22.
22, yeah.
We can fix that.
Yeah. See, we can get you one fixed up here, bud.
We'll just suppress it. Yeah. That way we don't have to listen to it.
Now, let's talk about suppressors here, then we got to take a quick break. And I have done the gun trust and all that. And finally,
it now.
Yeah. And it should be just hopefully a few more months. But let's talk about that process. Tell you what, we got to take a break. I don't run late here. We'll come back. We're going to talk about suppressors a little bit, what the steps are if you want to get a suppressor. And then, you know, can you use them on multiple guns or is it just one gun? If you have any questions or comments, we'll take your calls. 303-477-5600. We'll be right back.
If you're looking for a place you're always welcome, let me recommend Kiowa Creek Sporting Club. Hi, this is Scott Watley. Just 20 miles east of Denver, Kiowa Creek has it all. A professionally designed sporting clays course, archery range, and year-round dog training fields. Be sure and leave time to relax in the spacious clubhouse. For all Kiowa Creek Sporting Club has to offer, call 303-644-4627 or check out their website, kiowacreek.com. Mention Sportsman of Colorado, and with your one-year membership purchase, you'll receive 100 free sporting clays. Call 303-644-4627. That's 303-644-4627. Kiowa Creek Sporting Club is an official sponsor of Sportsman of Colorado.
In a flash, from out of nowhere, your whole life can change forever. It happened so quickly, nobody saw it coming. Soon, the medical bills will be arriving.
Will insurance cover your injuries? Does the other driver have assets? Should I sue?
It was his fault, after all. After an accident, you need to call the law offices of Flesh Law. Flesh Law will never settle until you are fully compensated for your injuries.
Call 303-806-8886 for the Flesh Law Firm. 303-806-8886. Online, go to fleshlawfirm.com.
Flesh Law, the trial-tested, trial-ready attorneys.
Hi, this is Scott Watley for my friends at One Shot Gear in Englewood. If you are a hunter, you know that after a full year of training, shooting, and planning, when the season rolls around, you're lucky to get one shot at a trophy. At One Shot Gear, they've got you covered with the largest selection of premium hunting gear in Colorado, like Blosser Rifles, Sitka Gear, and Night Force Optics. The One Shot Gear team has the experience, so they can help you find exactly what you need for the hunt of a lifetime. When only the best will do, choose One Shot Gear, located at 4720 South Santa Fe Chevrolet Circle in Englewood. One Shot Gear is your premium hunting gear headquarters. Call 303-284-3828. That's 303-284-3828. If Sitka makes it, One Shot Gear has it. They're the largest stocking dealer in Colorado. Ask for Grant. Tell him Sportsman of Colorado sent you. Mention Sportsman of Colorado and today only receive 10% off of all clothing and boots. One Shot Gear is an official sponsor of Sportsman of Colorado.
It's truck month again at Lynn Lyle Chevrolet. We're the number one truck dealer in Colorado. Hi, I'm Dan Johnson. We're overstocked with trucks and giving discounts and rebates up to $10,000 off Silverados. Hurry, these offers won't last. LynnLyleChevrolet.com. Chevy, find new roads.
Steve Dace, live from 7 to 10 weeknights on AM 560 and 100.7 FM. KLZ, The Source.
There's a tear in my beer, 'cause I'm crying for you, dear. You
welcome back. The Sportsman of Colorado. My name is Scott Wadley. We got Alan Stack in studio. Stack Optical. Be sure and give them a call. Go by. Get you a good eye exam for $69. Check out the Stack Sport Pack, 303-321-1578. Again, I highly, highly, highly recommend these. I love mine, and I'm sure you will as well. So give Alan a call, 303-321-1578. A couple of reminders here. We'll get back to Aaron. May 21st and 22nd, it's the Snake Avoidance Clinic for your dogs. $60 a dog. This is open to any breeds. The 21st is going to be up south, and then the 22nd is at the Cabela's Thornton store. And all you have to do is call C.J. Cossel, 303-699-7199. That's 303-699-7199. You can also go to the website and register, rmtsdc.com, rmtsdc.com. And again, $60 a dog, $5 of that will go to the Metro Denver chapter of Pheasants and Quail Forever. But this is a great, great clinic. We've heard many, many good things. I've had personal friends that have gone to this and said it was awesome. And they've even got testimonials back where because their dog was aware of the snake, it helped the owner not get bit.
And it's cheaper than a dog or the vet bill.
Absolutely, yeah. And you can also, with our good friends over at Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center, in Lone Tree, you can also get a rattlesnake vaccine that runs about $55 or $60. And we were not aware of that till we had Dr. Moyle on. So, again, this is a great clinic, May 21st, 22nd, $60 a dog, open to all breeds. You can call CJ at 303-699-7199. Talking with Aaron Casey and talking about suppressors now here for a minute, and, boy, it doesn't take long to go around to a lot of the gun shows. It seems like 30 or 40% of us now, these AR, all these different things.
It's taken over,
so,
yeah.
Yeah, so let's talk about the suppressors and a little bit what goes on in getting that.
So with the suppressors, it's a NFA, National Firearms Act, controlled item. So all these weapons require a $200 tax stamp, and that also includes your SBR, short-barreled rifles, short-barreled shotguns. These all these things are all NFA Act weapons, including pre-86 machine guns. So they require a much larger, extended background check. So that's what the $200 is for. The weapons go into the registry, it gets moved to your name, and you know then you can take possession of it. So what happens is if you want to buy a suppressor, you have to purchase the suppressor. We fill out what's called a Form 4, which is your from a dealer to a private party transfer. It's a $200 tax stamp. If you're doing it as an individual, you have to have 2 fingerprint cards, 2 passport photos, 2 Form 4s, front and back copy only. Everything has to be signed. You mail all that off. Oh, and you have to get a chief law enforcement officer sign off on it as well. So you have to go down to your local PD and get them. You should do that while you're getting your fingerprint cards. But, you know, if you decide to make 2 trips, then you can do that. But you need to get that signed off. You mail it off. You wait 6 to 9 months. By the time it gets back, you get to take your suppressor out or your short-barreled rifle or your short-barreled shotgun or your machine gun, and you get to go play. If you want to go the route that you did with the gun trust, which the rules are changing in July on July 13th with 41F, new ATF ruling. So the way it is right now until July is that if you have a gun trust or if you have a business like an LLC, you can purchase these items without doing the fingerprint cards or the photographs because your business already is, you know, exists, so mm-hmm. you don't have to worry about it. So then you just sign off your $200. you also don't have to do the chief law enforcement officer sign-off. With today's politics and all the polarization over firearms, a lot of municipalities aren't real big on signing off on these items.
Right.
That being said, these items are not, I mean, I don't know if I know of any crimes ever being committed with most of these type of toys, so I'm not sure what they're saving us from, but, you know, different show, different day. But so then as you went through yours, you fill up, you get your gun trust, you get your checking account that your gun trust owns because it's its own entity. Your entity buys these weapons or this suppressor, and you send it off to the ATF, and you wait 6 to 9 months, and you get it back, and then you get to go play. On July 13th, what's going to happen is that there's a ruling change, and what has happened now is that all of the LLCs and the trusts, every person on the LLC or the trust will have to submit fingerprint cards and photographs every time an item is purchased. As a concession, what they did is they made it where it's only chief law enforcement officer sign-off or a notification. So the sign-off is gone. Now it's just notification. So the politics are out. So, but it's going to change everything. So if you have 10 people on your trust, every person on the trust is going to need to get fingerprint cards and photographs and a whole big copy of your trust all has to be sent to the ATF for every item. So big change is coming.
And if a certain person gets elected, big changes could be coming.
Big changes have been promised on the campaign trail, but right now everybody's trying to rile up their base and get everything, you know, the way they need it before they go to general election, where everybody goes moderate after, you know, after they get their base riled up right. And get their nomination.
Now, as far as suppressors, that's just federal. Yes. So no matter what state you live in, everybody has to do the same thing.
Some states, the suppressors are just flat illegal, so you can't get them at all. Colorado is one of the states we're actually allowed to hunt with them, which is really nice. I don't know if you ever got to hunt with a suppressor, but it's
No, but I'm planning on it.
Yeah. It's great.
Wow.
So, but no, we're fortunate right now that, you know, we're allowed to hunt with them, allowed to possess them. We're allowed to possess the short-barreled rifles. We're allowed to possess the short-barreled shotguns, pre-1986 machine guns. You know, all that stuff is all available.
Well, there's more marijuana stores than Starbucks in Colorado. We ought to be able to hunt with a suppressor.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Now, let's talk about Cerakoting a little bit because you've kind of upgraded in that area. You've got some things going on there. So
we actually now offer Duracoat as well. So we now.
What's the difference, Cerakote and Duracoat?
Duracoat is a little bit thinner. It's still very, very durable, but it's much better for doing like multicolor patterns. So if you check out our Facebook page, Phoenix Weaponry, you'll actually see a bunch of the new photos we've done where the patterns are getting really crazy with the Duracoat. It flows better. The Duracoat works really, very well. We have two Todds now doing Cerakoting at the shop, so we've doubled our coating facility, I guess. it's very good stuff. He's doing great things with patterns. Everything, you know, all of our factory guns are still Cerakoted if that's what you want, you know. It's been really good to us. So we takes real good care of the guns. Very hard to get off. Very durable. You don't have to worry about it. You haven't scratched yours yet, have you?
Have not. Not at all. But I'm looking forward to getting out and
looking forward
with
to trying
suppressor.
To scratch it.
Yeah, yeah. Get this suppressor going. 1840 Skyway Drive in Longmont. And they're open 9 to 5. Basically 9 to 5:30.
9 to 5:30, and you know, we never get out of there. We never get out of there at 5:30, and we're always there before 9.
But. Right, right. And Saturday by appointment. Yep. And again, check out their Facebook page. Aaron's real good about putting out where all they're going to be at different shows around town. Again, I mentioned our resource guide. Again, Alan Stack is in there with Stack Optical, and you can get 10% off there of the custom hunting glasses we were talking about. And Alan's ad is on page 3. But go to our website, sportsmanofcolorado.com. Click on resource guide. And Aaron's right there on the front page. And the next page over, you'll see Stack Optical as well.
We got a photo of you on the front page there with holding your rifle.
We won't charge you anymore if you take that in. Okay. Yeah. Give them a call, 720-340-2496, 720-340-2496. Today's show was brought to you by Lone Star Hunts, our good friend Alan Schaffner with Lone Star Hunts. I talked to Alan just the other day. He still has just a couple of weekends left before the end of their season on his hog hunts. You can check out LoneStarHunts.com. You can get two different packages. You got a cabin package where you do all the cooking, but you get 4 meat hogs under 150 pounds or 2 trophy hogs over 150 pounds, and that runs $750. And then he's also got a ranch house package where you get the four hogs, but then great, great food. They feed you the 2 days that you're there. And again, that's a great deal. LoneStarHunts.com. And again, we've hunted there several times going back in this December and hunting there again. So if you're looking into some hog hunting, we'll have to put on a Phoenix Weaponry Sportsman of Colorado Stack Optical hog hunt.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be good.
I want to make a 45-70 semi-automatic. I think it would just be fun to shoot hogs with that.
Absolutely. You can make me one of those if you want. Stack Optical, 3865 Cherry Creek North Drive. Again, the Stack Sport Pack, 303-321-1578. Get by there and get you some good glasses and a good eye exam for only $69.
Thank you.
Thank you, Alan. Appreciate it. Aaron, thank you, sir.
Thank you.
And thank you for joining us for Sportsman of Colorado. Again, give us a like on Facebook. You can stay up with us who all is going to be on the show and what's going on around our great state in the hunting and outdoor world. Thanks for joining us, and have a great weekend.
The views and opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker, commentators, hosts, their guests, and callers. They are not necessarily the views and opinions of Crawford Broadcasting or KLZ Management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting Thought and Country station.